All right, good morning. This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'll bring the meeting to order. Still present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have a 10:30 agenda item that we're starting sharp at 10:44. And with that, it's an action item to consider resolution adopting the job title, job description, and salary grade of one position in Development Services Department.
All right, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, for the audio, Sabrina Minshall, Development Services Director. I also have Jay Gibbons, our Assistant Director with us, and Jennifer Allen, our HR Business Partner. When we did our reorganization back in November of last year and set our grades, we had changed a position from a EIT. We just had moved our associate engineer into the next grade up. We had added that associate engineer as part of the budget process. We do have our county engineer on board now, Dahlia, and we have an engineering coordinator, Stephanie. I do still believe we need an associate engineer to help through engineering, but I'm trying to be both budget constrained and say what do we need most right now and looking into the immediate future. So this request is to take that associate engineer position and change it to an associate planner position. It's actually a cost savings because our associate engineer was one grade higher. We have currently open within offer our other planning position. So this would allow us to hire two planners, one associate that we have an offer for, and then either an associate or a principal, just depending on what we can get in the market and getting the right fit. The reason we feel like this is a good adjustment for now and the near coming future is the immediate need is we're still working very hard on that backlog, and we want to make sure that we get as much capacity for our team as possible in planning. Also to try, there's a learning curve, right? It takes a few months to get those, especially as associate planner, up to where they can do certain cases. A lot of our backlog of cases with subdivisions and rezones take principal planners. What we're discovering, I was on a voicemail on a call with all the planning directors in the county in the state yesterday, is there's just not a lot of those principal planners, so we're all having to kind of grow our own up and get as much into experience we can, but also not cut ourselves short by doing that. So this just adds that second position. We will be very full. We're very full in our space, but we would be able to train up two folks at the same time. Carl and Jay will be able to. That associate planner, as well as our current engineer, do have the capacity. We can train those planners to do more of that subdivision review, some of the things that are criteria. So I just wanted to explain it on the record of what we're thinking and just say that we are being creative to stay within our budget and utilize the positions the best we can now. We just keep learning from that, and as we get through it, we may have a different need. But until we really get that capacity and the training up of our planners, we're going to have a hard time getting into those ordinance updates, kind of the proactive long-range planning. So bit of a long explanation, but I really wanted for the recording to know why we're doing it, how we're approaching it. We will, through this budget, have a fee update as well to make sure that coming into fiscal year 25 budget, to make sure that we can continue to sustain the positions.
Right, and Chairman, what I heard in there that's prioritized, which I appreciate, I spent a lot of time driving around Canyon County this week, is the need for long-range planning and ordinance update. There's a caveat in the ordinance that allows basically for spot zoning, and there's a lot of work that needs done with overlays and areas of special interest and coordinating with the cities. That's critical for Canyon County. I appreciate your dedication and that of your team. You have a really good team in place. I also heard you say that you might be back next year looking for an associate engineer to assist, but right now, in the interest of getting everybody through, which we're hearing it, you're dealing with it, and some of this change management represents a big change, but a constructive change, I believe. In the commissioners' meeting that we hosted last week, people want their cake and eat it too. They want a comprehensive evaluation of these cases, but they want it to go through in a timely manner, and some of that change management, the two simply don't go together. So I applaud your position in holding the line and ensuring that applications and the long-range planning's in place while we address the ordinance updates that really need to be done. And we welcome a hearing process, but it's a slow process, honestly, to get all that done. And I'm speaking for you. I just said all that back. But I will say in the end, thank you for the evaluation. This represents an $11,000 cost savings by going down that pay grade, and I'm in support, Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in support.
Okay, and then just to be painfully clear, this is a decrease in what you're actually going to be tapping out of your A budget. This is not a increase, and this is creating a lower tier position than what it was proposed before. So, Jennifer, my question, has HR reviewed this, and do you agree with all the criteria?
No issues.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, just to make that point, both for the record and internal within the county, we are trying to be very budget conscious, as well as this is really a repurposing. So this isn't a new position in DSD. It's repurposing, actually, even within Jay's group, with engineering planning, to make sure we can be as responsive. Commissioner Van Beek, you did a better job of explaining our challenges and solutions than I did. It is a dichotomy of we were continuing and we're making progress in our backlog. We're not satisfied with it, but we also need to do long-range planning. And that time management and expectations, I think, keeps Jay and I up a lot. So we continue to work through it, and we're being very transparent with it and talking with you through that. A lot of that is process too, right? We got the people. We got to get through this, get the process part more streamlined, and then we'll get the product. So, and thank you to HR for both reviewing this and helping us make sure that we're thinking through all the issues. It's been helpful.
So the other thing that I'd like to point out for the public is there is no shortcut on engineering review. So just because this position's going away doesn't mean that we're having to contract that work out. There is no shortcut. It has to be reviewed. So eventually it will be in the county's best interest to pick up another position as an engineer, whether that be an EIT or whatever that is, what works well for our structure. But this issue, this need for an engineer is not going to go away. We're just choosing to interimly refocus on our process at this point. And at some point in future, we're going to have to look at that because we're spending the money one way or the other.
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, I think that's a great point. It's really our planning supervisor has a river analogy he uses. It's a matter of where in the stream we are through the river, right? We're trying to really solve it kind of upstream with planning and those reviews to get it through. We have some applications that kind of stir in this eddy because the applicants need to do things with it. The downstream is we're going to need that help. And not only kind of the rationale when we had added the associate engineers, not only bringing it in-house, but we are skating to our engineering group needing to be more engaged in the policy work, like the groundwater situations and how we interact with our third-party agencies around roads and such. That's coming, and we need it. It's just where in the stream of the work is it, and how do we prioritize things that are all priorities?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been amazing having an assistant director who's really pulled in planning and engineering and GIS together so that the silo, it's not as much of a black line.
Great job.
Engineer, our new engineer, you got capacity. Do this part. We'll train you to do what maybe historically used to be a little bit more planning.
Right.
So we're being pretty creative too. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. Chairman, I move that the board adopts the changes to the job title, job description, and salary grade of one position in the Development Services Department from one associate engineer at a salary grade of 15 to one associate planner, a salary grade of 14, representing a positive budgetary impact of $11,894 with this change.
Second.
Before I call for a vote, I just want to make a note again for the public that the supporting documents that is all behind this discussion is posted on this agenda item, and you can review them at your leisure. So very good documentation. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anything else for this? Then is it all right to adjourn?
Yep.
All right. Let's be in adjournment to our next item. Thank you.